This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay.
All right. Don't get peanut butter and jealous, like I like to say. Or in this case, don't be peanut butter and jelly. Because yesterday, Meghan Markle's company, American Riviera Orchard.
Well, you really have to.
I got that right.
Yeah, concentrate to say that.
Because
name.
I always want to say orchid. I don't know even why I do, even though it's not even spelled.
Well, you can't even make
same.
Sense out of the name. It doesn't make any sense at all.
I guess that's why I like to say that.
Yeah.
But it dropped its first product yesterday. The Duchess shared a photo of the jar of jam, which had
Was it jelly or jam?
Well, they call it jelly and jam, so I don't know.
They call it jelly or jam. Yeah. I thought it was designer jam.
Well, she called it jelly jam.
It doesn't shake, so it's got to be jam. Jelly
Either
don't
way,
shake like that.
The jar had the company logo and the name on it, wrapped in a bow, surrounded by lemons. Because, you know, what you do with lemons, you make lemonade.
You shove them down the person's throat who gave them to you.
Markle has been doing what we call a soft launch. So what she's doing is she's sending baskets of the jelly to her famous pals like Serena Williams, Oprah, and a designer named Tracy Robbins, who posted a pic. No, you do that all the time with companies. Stop it. Who posted a picture on social media thanking Meghan with a caption, "Breakfast, lunch, and dinner just got a little sweeter. Thanks, M."
Where's yours?
Yeah, where's yours?
You're like always
you're upper butt all the time. You ought to be.
I did try to buy it. I did go.
Well, they're not for sale yet.
It's not for sale yet.
Right.
But I did put my name on the wait list.
God.
And I'm going to get it and bring it in here, and we're going to try some of it, because I bet it is good.
Okay, let me suggest this.
Yeah?
When you get it, bring it in here, and then we'll get some Smucker's strawberry jam.
And do a little taste test?
We'll blindfold you and see if you can tell which is which.
Right away, I'll be able to tell.
You think so?
I know.
Okay.
I know for sure.
We'll just find why.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Smucker's is full of sugar, and this new jam, jelly, whatever it's called, is not. So I'm going to know right away.
She's also copyrighted this song, Strawberry Letter 23.
No, she did not.
Nobody can ever sing this again.
All right, Meghan also posted the jam on the company's social media page and underneath wrote, "Strawberry jam makes me happy, and I love your jam." And then she added American River Orchid. Orchid.
You
Orchard.
Did it. Yeah.
I can't. What a dumb name, Meghan. Change the name. It's really stupid.
How about Meghan? Do we like that name? Is that a young name?
That's not a bad name,
Meghan. That's not a bad name, right?
I mean, there's a bunch of Meghans we know.
There's a disclaimer on the website. It says, if you cannot afford this designer jam, let them eat cake.
No,
that's what she said. Yes. Go ahead and just shove that cake down
your throat. The jams are still not available, like I just mentioned, for purchase, but they will be soon, according to the website. And while Meghan is selling jam, Prince Harry is jamming to London. According to royal sources, he will most likely see his dad, King Charles.
Yes.
And he is going to attempt to try to visit his sister-in-law, Kate. Harry
is he going to sneak in a window, or what's going on?
I don't know how he's going to do it, because he's expressed his well wishes for the princess. Of course, we've seen that.
Of course.
And he would really like to see her. As for Prince William, not sure they're going to get to see each other, because that feud just keeps on going.
How do you think he's going to see her if he doesn't see...
Well, William's probably going to be out doing certain things, working.
So he's going to sneak in like, "Hey, is your husband home? Because I want to come over."
I really do think that's how it's going to go down. God.
He's going to bring some jam and lemons.
He's going to bring some jam. Listen, I've got some of this strawberry jam. Would you like me to smear
it? Hand-delivered.
Yeah, hand-deliver it to you. By the way, there's a disclaimer, to be fair.
Where?
On the website.
There is? What does it say?
All proceeds from the sale of strawberry jam will go to the Duchess Meghan Markle Lifestyle Fund.
That's such a lie.
Yeah. Harry's to maintain her lifestyle.
Harry's going to be in. By the way, they had an overview of their Montecito mansion.
Yes.
Jeez, it's like a mini palace. She just traded one palace for another.
Yeah, but this one she's in charge of.
Yeah, that's right. Harry's going to be in the UK in just a couple of weeks where he will speak at a special service at St. Paul's Cathedral marking the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games. Infectious. No, in the Invictus
Games.
Yes,
very good charity.
Look.
Yes.
We're going to get that jam, and I think it's going to taste pretty good, and you're going to have to eat your words along with that jelly.
Let's get, who else's strawberry jam can we bring in?
Smucker's Welch's.
No, we've got
the Vons.
I'm going to bring
real
in,
stuff. Real
I'm going to bring in the real jam, like I bought here before, I forget the name brand, but I'm going to bring that in, because that will be the closest
you'll know
to hers.
What it is.
Well, no, you won't. We're going to blindfold her. God, Brandon, just listen up. You're worse than she is. Come on now.
I don't know what either really tastes
It'll
like.
It'll be a stupid contest no matter what we do.
Yeah, it's going to be dumb.
Not as stupid as your drumstick melting here, okay?
The drumstick I put out on X because they say it takes 24 hours for a drumstick to melt.
Oh, I'm going to post that picture at Lisa Stanley 30.
And the top, the
it's
chocolate top.
It's already melting.
Chocolate top of the drumstick is kind of sweating and it broke.
Yeah, it's like melting. And it's only, what, 2 hours you've had that out there?
It's since 5:30, yes.
Okay. I don't think that experiment's going to make it 24 hours.
Well,
right.
We don't know.
Okay.
Because the chocolate is melting, but the ice cream isn't melting.
If we put some lemons around this, it'll look really good.
Oh,
how about
God.
Some strawberry jam on top?
Never mind.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.